any texters that are interested in visiting the Japanese Garden, now's your opportunity. It's 411-923. And you have, are these passes good for any time? Are they good for a tea ceremony? Or what are y'all giving, offering?
This is the pass to come to the garden. So it's an admission pass.
Okay, admission pass. Yeah. Got it. For how many?
For three people.
Okay.
Times two.
We have three
couples.
Three sets of two. Right. And you're only open through June, this June 18th? What did you tell me?
Right, June 18th.
So you can use it at the end of this year, or you can wait till when do you open again in the fall?
Open October 1st. Okay. So you get to use that after that. Okay. Until May 31st next year.
First three texters that text the word friendship.
Okay. To 411-923, and we'll get your number, give you a call, get your address, or put your name on will call. You'll have a will call that they come in and pick
sure.
up.
Sure.
We could do that.
And Reiko, give us the address one more time, please.
Okay. So the address is 1125 North 3rd Avenue in Phoenix. We are open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. until end of May. And we have a new summer hours kicks in June. So please visit our website for detailed information.
And what is y'all's hopes in somebody's experience for the first time at a Japanese garden? What impression are you hoping to leave them with?
Well, very peaceful environment you get to experience, and you feel like you are in Japan in the middle of the desert. So you're going to feel very, very refreshed and
I can attest
calm,
to that. It's a very wonderful
beautiful.
Experience. It's downtown in the heat of everything going on. So if you are downtown in the middle of a work day, you can step in there and just take a breath, breathe right. deep, enjoy it.
That's exactly
what it is. We always
say,
come in and have a Zen moment.
Yes, Zen moment.
Excellent.
Yes, very much so.
Well, thanks for having a Zen moment with us on air here at Rosie on the House. We'll get to the calls. Hang with us and let's see who's online. I believe this is Rob.
Hey, good morning, Romy. My question is, I have a recently graded irrigated lot, and when I'm filled, I hold about 8 inches of water, and this go-around, I went and installed sprinklers as well. So, like I have just under 4,000 square foot, and I'm weighing the options of sod versus seed, and obviously, like, the budget is a concern, but there's some Bermuda stolons already started, and so I don't know if I can throw some sort of seed mixture down now and help that along, or do I go the sod route and have some instant grass?
So there was an existing lawn there that you just kind of graded over, and it's starting to come back. Is that what you're saying? Or
there was, but we moved out a lot of dirt, so we removed upwards of 8 inches of dirt in a lot of places. So,
well, there'll still be some Bermuda roots there. I mean, they can go down a couple feet. So, surprisingly, you know, although it will take a while. Now, here, the issue is cost, sod versus seed, but it's also the varietal difference. So, the most seeded Bermudas are some type of more common type Bermudas, although they've refined some of those with new cultivars. They're a little nicer and finer than, you know, what we used to seed years ago. And the sodded ones are hybridized, so you can get all kinds of different leaf and blade textures depending on what your preference is. But something like mid-iron or easy turf in sod, you know, can be mowed with a regular mower. It's a little more dense, a little finer bladed than regular common Bermuda that you would seed. If you have some Bermuda that's starting to come back, it's more than likely more of a common type Bermuda. And it can mix in. You'll have some differences in heights and growing speeds and rates and different things if you do happen to sod it. It's not the end of the world. It's not the worst thing. So, yeah, cost is a consideration, but also the type of Bermuda you're going to have is also a consideration. So I'm not sure I helped with that, but it is considerably more to sod than it is to seed it, but you also have an instant lawn as well.
And as we're running out of time this hour, if you had more questions, you could always reach y'all at the
Absolutely.
Harper's Nursery and Landscape on Hayden, 529
Correct.
North Hayden Road?
Yes.
Just south of Thomas.
Just south of Thomas. We could help him if he knows the square footage. We could do some cost calculations and let him know what the difference would be.
Well, sounds great. And then I'm going to hand these 58 texts for tickets to the Japanese Garden over to y'all and let you decide who you're sending those to. Because there's no way to tell who came in first because they all came in simultaneously. So you'll have to do a random drawing.
Meeny, meeny, miny,
thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you.
Japanese
so much.
Friendship
thank you.
Garden.
Thank you so much.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.